Nur Mut. Noch einmal Mut.
Wolkenlos ist der Himmel und still. Vielleicht allzu still. Look out over the sea beyond all the shallows, and your gaze comes to the horizon. But of course, that is not the limit. What is your personal outlook? We are going on a sound expedition over the seas.
A French philosopher, Michel Serres, he said something very nice about the sea, and I will say it very fast, is when a strong swimmer leaves from a harbor to swim towards another harbor, he has three stages in this swimming procedure. One is the first stage where he can see back the harbor from where he left to, so he knows from where he left. The other is the last stage where he can see the harbor he's arriving, so he knows where he's going. And then there is this third stage in the dark waters, in the middle of the two harbors, where you can see no beginning, neither nor the beginning, neither the end. In there, it's kind of strange and uncertain, but one has to find a way to balance in these dark waters. And the way to balance is maybe to imagine that there is a whole world under these dark waters, that it's not discovered yet, and is there to be discovered. And maybe it's a good world as well.
August 18th, 2020. Storm today, for some time already. Hours, days. All gray, sometimes almost black, pitiless dark blue, indistinguishable. We went off signals. The blast might possibly get stronger. Not all keep their nerves. What to do? We are all there is, everybody on this ship. There seems to be nothing except for us. And angry water. Why so angry?
Nur Mut. Noch einmal Mut. Jetzt oder nie sei Gelegenheit, auch das Letzte zu wagen. So kann das unwettergefährlichstes Spiel mit seinem Opfer treiben. Zur Rechten, zur Linken, nach vorn und rückwärts wird das Schiff bis zu einem Winkel von 45 Grad gehoben. Sturzwellen überfluten das Deck. Alle Gegenstände werden zerschmettert. Und neues Verhängnis.
I mean, definitely the feeling of being in the ocean is something that is very present because you are with yourself in a huge body of water that at any moment can potentially usurp control over you, which makes you very aware of your current circumstance.
And the ocean is frightening, actually, as an entity to me. It's very unpredictable. It's not necessary. And when it's rough and when it's angry, it's deeply terrifying.
Too deep, too deep to understood, because we taste just the bottom of the cake, tasted the sherry of the cream. So like this I see the ocean. Yeah, like something will consume you wave by wave, like waves the stone.
Also für mich ist eigentlich kein Horizont sichtbar. Es ist zwar ein Horizont sichtbar, aber das ist eine Chimäre, also eine Luftspiegelung. Es ist alles so derartig im Nebel. Man wäre naiv, wenn man einen Horizont sehen würde.
I think I had a pretty good situation with everything that happened. I think I avoided the shipwreck. But, you know, we're not alone in this, and there's a lot of other people that we work with or depend on in a way or collaborate. So, especially in art, it seems like it's been a harsh storm, and it's very hard to get out of this now and kind of rebuild the ship somewhere on the coast. Yeah.
I like the idea of other people being my eyes in places that I can't be. And of course, that being stuck inside and just questions of, like, what everyone has been through for the past 5 months. Questions of, like epiphanies and a spiritual awakening and political awakening, connection. I think a lot of the psychological spaces have been very common amongst all of these people who are on the boat.
Wir wissen ja eh, wie wir uns zu verhalten haben, was uns bedroht, dass es das nicht, dass nicht sichtbar ist und es gibt und keine, keine Zukunft sichtbar ist und möglicherweise alles zu Bruch gehen wird.
Well, I mean, the thing with the crisis is that it's at least limited in time and then we'll reach at some point a turning point. I mean, any type of crisis, it's not a constant situation. And then if you ask this to me on a personal level, I mean, I feel extremely privileged.
I mean, if you chase the horizon in the ship, you're not going to get to it, right? I mean, you can chase it, but you'll never arrive at the horizon, right? No.
Es ist ein kleines, eine Brise, sagen wir so. Eine Brise ist da, aber man kommt nicht voran.
I have no idea of how one would move forward. So it's kind of really stifled right now, the possibility of future. It's scary because also apart from friendships and family, it's also about work. I produce all my work in different places.
And angry water, why so angry?
Why so angry?
Summer Academy, Salzburg. Exploring new horizons on waves.